This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Some of the primary, but because she knew there was something that was at stake that was bigger than either of us, and that was the direction of our country. And how are we going to make sure that all the people who are counting on us could see a better life? So we may have gone toe to toe from coast to coast, but we stood shoulder to shoulder for the ideals that we share. So maybe Hillary was surprised, but I wasn't surprised when I asked Hillary to represent our interests and our values around the world as America's Secretary of State. I knew she would do a great job. I knew she would perform. I knew the regard in which she was held in capitals all around the world. I knew that the minute she took that job, there was a stature and a seriousness that would immediately mend some of the challenges that we had had around the world during that time. Now, let me tell you, North Carolina, my faith in Hillary Clinton has always been rewarded. I have had a front row seat to her judgment and her toughness and her commitment to diplomacy. And I witnessed it in the Situation Room, where she argued in favor of the mission to get bin Laden. I saw how, as a former senator from New York, she knew, she understood, because she had seen it, she had witnessed it, what this would mean for the thousands who had lost loved ones when the Twin Towers fell. I've benefited from her savvy and her skill in foreign capitals, where her pursuit of diplomacy led to new partnerships, opened up new nations to democracy, helped to reduce the nuclear threat. We've all witnessed the work she's done to advance the lives of women and girls around the globe. She has been working on this since she was a young woman working at the Children's Defense Fund. She's not late to the game to this. She's been going door to door to make sure kids got a fair share, making sure kids with disabilities could get a quality education. She's been fighting those fights.
Oh, well, there's President Barack Obama, you know, just coming off the plane with Hillary Clinton on Air Force One. I wonder, Scott, does Donald Trump get equal time? Does he get a ride on Air Force One, too, with the president? Is that going to happen?
That will never happen.
It won't happen. Somehow, you know, because everything, you know, it's kind of interesting with the, you know, the federal election campaign rules and all that. You know, you got to have equal time and be able to, you know, have some sort of balanced deal. But I'm not sure how you're able to justify the people's plane. This is not President Obama's plane. It's not even his house, though we tried to tell everybody that. It's the people's plane.
Trump came out and said something about that.
Oh, he did? Oh, wow.
I think Trump said something about that. He goes, yeah, he's racking up a bunch of money on the people's plane. So, you get a much different picture painted here of what Hillary Clinton does than what Comey painted.
Yeah, I mean, those things stand in contrast, not to mention, you know, what we've seen reported in the news, and we understand. And again, you know, part of this challenge, you know, that I personally have, I mean, is trying to reconcile the perspectives. I mean, how can we be that far off? Is that what partisan politics has done to us, is that it's distorted all our perspectives in such a way? You know, kind of like we were talking with Stephen Dynan earlier, is that, you know, if we're going to unify, we got to find some places of agreement.
Your short answer is yes.
But
that's what it has done.
I mean, but if you're both looking at a ketchup bottle and one says it's a ketchup bottle, another says it's a Cadillac, you know, that's a tough way to communicate, I think, to get things going, just to start off with. Well, our conversation continues because I know we can communicate and we can get it together, so we'll keep trying.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. Hey, our next guest, always good to have John McKiernan with us. What a blessing he is. Dr. McKiernan is founder of Defend and Proclaim the Faith Ministry. During numerous appearances on TV, radio, and seminars, he's publicly defended Israel and spoken about events in the Middle East in light of biblical prophecy. One of my favorite books that I hold proudly in my own personal library is titled As America Has Done to Israel. I'll tell you, if you want to really have your eyes opened up and you're not aware of how the U.S. has meddled with Israel foreign policy and what happens as a direct consequence, I believe a direct consequence. It's not a coincidence. When you have over 70 documented reports of when the United States violates God's foreign policy for Israel, America feels the pain of meddling. And this book will open up your eyes. Highly recommend. It is a must-read, As America Has Done to Israel. And, of course, John's latest book, God's Final Warning to America. And John McKiernan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, Bill, thank you for having me. It's been a long time since
It's been too long, my brother, let me tell you. I do want to emphasize God's Final Warning to America because this is the sentiment. I think, you know, if you were to talk to most people here in America, they realize the jig is up and that we're going to pay the price for, you know, turning our backs on God. It's almost like, you know, they expect something is coming and but yet they want to stay on their own selfish track and of disobedience.
Well, I lay a lot of this at the feet of the church, Bill. Since 1987, I've been crisscrossing the country, and you mentioned my book, and I've been showing people literally through PowerPoint and that the correlation between what we're doing to Israel and judgments on America. Now, it's the same day or mm-hmm. like the next day. It's
exactly.
involving us interfering with God's prophetic plan, but the church is asleep, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
I call it spiritual anesthetize.
Yeah.
There is an element that is alive, but the by and large, the overwhelming amount of pastors, no matter what happens in this country, they just seem to yawn and go their way.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, they've forgotten Carl Berg's warning, you know, and admonition to all senior pastors that go to the pulpit, that they should go to the pulpit with the newspaper in one hand and the Bible in the other. If they did that, that would be, you know, quite a paradigm shift in this country. You know, God told us that we are in the world, not of the world. And we are called, commanded to be salt and light. And yes, the church, I think sometimes, you know, like everything, we may be, yes, the church is God's response. You know, this is God's establishment. God set up the church. But there's still also, John, some self-responsibility here.
Absolutely.
As Christians. You know, are we obedient? I mean, we get the kind of church, just like we get the kind of government, that we expect. I mean, if we expect a church to give us those fuzzy, warm things and to make us happy and, you know, get us in and out in 50 minutes so we feel like we've fulfilled our Sunday obligation, hey, that's okay, you know. Well, you know, you start, you know, getting those kind of churches that are more set to be seeker-friendly than to be God-centric and, you know, that are going to do everything they can to keep them on the road to righteousness as opposed to that deceptive road to hell.
Well, God is trying to get our attention, Bill. Just last month, we had massive floods in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We had massive fires in California and record heat and record drought in the West. We had all sorts of warnings from the scientists about rumblings on the West Coast with dormant volcanoes starting to come to life. And magma chambers filling. We had a little bit of a shaking in the middle of the country with the New Madrid Fault. There was not large earthquakes, but there were rumblings along it. And at the same time, we've got the America promoting national sin. It's being legalized in the courts.
Right.
The president's mission seems to be like the homosexual agenda evangelist for the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we're being warned. God has warned us. Like I said, I've documented. I really picked it up starting in 1987, accelerating in 1991. And they've been steady warnings ever since. And we can't. Another thing. I've documented since September of last year, we have had 15 record floods in the United States, in Texas and South Carolina and various places. Record, they call them 500-year floods. Well, we had about a dozen of them in a year, actually less than a year.
Yeah.
So nature, this is not, God uses nature.
I mean,
when we look at scriptures.
Well, nature's screaming out at us. And, John, you haven't even mentioned all the earthquake activity happening in the Pacific Rim, right?
Oh, my goodness, the earthquakes. And the volcanoes,
mm-hmm.
volcanoes that have been dormant for 700, 1,500 years, they're coming to life. There's, right now, there's 42 active volcanoes erupting, as you said, around the Pacific Rim. It seems like every week now there's a 7.0, 7.8 in the Pacific, somewhere in the Pacific, in that rim of fire. It, down in Chile, off the coast of Chile, we're having massive earthquakes. So unprecedented amount of earthquakes, volcanic eruption, and what's going on at the same time, now we're looking at Europe, the European political union starting to unravel, the economic union starting to unravel. So everything, and look at America.
Yes.
I mean, I'm 68 years old now, and if you would have told me, years back that America was going to be like this in 2016, I would have found it unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what many people are waking up to right now. And even people who have a cursory sense of faith and understanding of God, you know, a Gallup poll here last year stated that, the general marketplace is saying, where's the Christian community? Our country is in chaos here. Our families are falling apart. We've redefined marriage. We don't even know what bathroom to go to anymore without offending somebody. I mean, it's just out of control. And chaos occurs when you let go of those anchoring points, those things that rid you of confusion. But this country is confused right now, John.
Well, they don't even know
how confused they are.
let me ask you, Bill. I'm asking you the question, but it's for your listeners. What's the end of all this? Well, what is the end? I mean, what's the end game for where we're heading?
Mm-hmm. Well, the end game...
Our culture is literally being destroyed block by block. You know, by... cement block by cement block, our culture is being destroyed. What's going to replace it?
Well, John, we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. In order to get there, we're going to go through some rough times, and they are ahead. John McTiernan, founder of Defend and Proclaim the Faith Ministries, is with us on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven, based on the incredible true story.
So you're telling me it healed her?
Yes. That's impossible.
If you don't believe in miracles, you will after watching this film, says the insider.
He told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Own it now on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. Rated PG.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school. The teachers that taught me weren't cool. They're holding me down, turning me around.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're talking with John McTiernan, founder of Defend and Proclaim Faith Ministries. John, you asked me the question right before the break where this is all heading to. And it is a process. There's no doubt. What we can be grateful for, and those of us of faith, and when I say that, those of us of faith, it's only a declarative statement, which means that you, if you're not, it doesn't disqualify you. God loves you, and God wants you to be people of faith and understanding that He has given us prophecy. He has told us what's going to happen. 66% of the Bible has already been fulfilled. 1,000%, about a third is left. I say, well, if God's been batting 1,000 batting average, what do you think He's going to do for the last third? Right, John?
Right, yeah. He'll end up with 1,000 batting average. I asked that question because I want to
go ahead.
Kind of shake your listeners, not that maybe you haven't done it, into where are we heading? I mean, this is going someplace. It's not just happening. There's a direction, and it's being guided really by, if you want to call it, the elites. They're not only limited to America, they're in Europe. In fact, Europe is in kind of rebellion against them now, and you could say we are too through Trump and Bernie Sanders. But I'm real concerned that this could really get out of control, Bill, and we're heading for a French Revolution here in America. The reason I'm saying that is the hard left, I call them the hard left, is very militant here, very militant.
Yes.
They hate anything to do with God, anything. They want God out of the country, which means us along with it.
Exactly.
We see them starting to organize and mobilize now. I think we might see your big organization at the political conventions. Mm-hmm. They've just about taken all the colleges over.
Look at the proposed Democratic platform.
That's what I mean.
Now they're very vigilant and turning more and more into a police state.
Yeah,
they're saying, hey, look, if you don't agree with me, we're going to use the long arm of the wall of the law, and we're going to come after you with full force.
They're not hiding it. See,
no,
folks,
no.
You've got to understand. You got to believe these people when they write this. It's like they didn't believe Hitler. You know,
yes.
Many of the Germans didn't believe Mein Kampf.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill, the Germans didn't like their government. Okay, I can understand World War One, the Weimar Republic, but they ended up with Hitler.
Yes.
The Russians, they didn't like the Tsar. Okay, I can understand that if you read history. They ended up with Lenin and Stalin and all sorts of horrors. You know, the Iranians, they were talking about the Shah of Iran, how terrible he was and all. They ended up with Ayatollah Khomeini.
Yes.
The Chinese ended up with Mao Zedong. So what's going on here in the United States, I'm really concerned that we could end up with a tyrant over us as our society disintegrates.
Well, without a doubt, we're certainly very vulnerable when, you know, and the Bible tells us there will be wars and rumors of wars. And when you look over the landscape here, John, you mentioned China, with them, with the militarization of China, what they're doing. And, of course, they're paying for a lot of that militarization by the interest payment that we're paying for their militarization. Go figure. How silly is this?
Their military.
Exactly.
Trade that was set up, I mean, we transferred, like Trump says, he's absolutely right. When you look at the Chinese military, and it's first class now in every way,
mm-hmm.
That was paid for by the trade imbalance that they had trillions of dollars going their way.
Well, John, the warnings are there.
And
as the book of Ecclesiastes says, there's a time and a season. And the opportunity for people, whether you are of faith or not, is that, I'm saying this with all sincerity, and hopefully these are the right words, and it just marries up with your thought. And that is that, God's doing something, and you have a choice. You can be on God's side or you can be on the world's side. And this is what you talk about, a line in the sand that is being drawn. And God doesn't know about erasing signs. You know, when there is a line that God has demarcated, He said it so. And you hear time and again in the Old Testament where it says, God has fixed this date and it will happen. Well, there is a date that's fixed. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not claiming what that date is, but clearly it is fixed. Only God knows. Jesus said the same thing. And you cannot continue on in this kind of chaos with the kind of craziness that's going on in the Middle East, what's happening in other parts of our world, the disrespect for God's creation in humanity and what he has created to bless us with. We can't go on like this. And I think instinctively, John, most people understand that. They know that a day of reckoning is coming. And we've got to make sure that we make the right choice and we're following the right leader. Because what's happening right now, even in the Democratic Party, it is, in a sense, it is a form of religion. It is a technocratic form of religion that the Democrats are leading the way on. And even though there's supposed to be a separation of church and state, they are exercising religious fervor, guised in another form of religious ambition, whether it's climate, climate change or any other ideology, the Second Amendment right, whatever they're doing. And they're going to say, look it. We're going to cross over that threshold just because we're not saying, I mean, we've already taken God out of the picture. So because we're not talking about God, we have all rights and force to compel you to see it our way. Otherwise, you're going to pay a very big price.
But you're exactly right. I hope our listeners see this. Mm-hmm. This, we're looking at a fascist force raising up amongst us. These are serious people, and we can't be docile in front of what's going on. And the arrogance of them. Bill, have you ever, I know you're a man of history, tell me the last time in history that homosexuality or marriage was recognized by a society. Can you pick one time out?
Well, I don't know that, in terms of a marriage, but certainly, when you go and you look back historically on just about every empire that existed, homosexuality was the beginning and the end of that empire.
Right, right. And they tolerated it, but never, never, Bill, was even at the end of the Roman Empire, when it was completely decadent, did they recognize homosexual marriage. This is a complete invention. This is the government of the United States playing God now. The government didn't make marriage between a man and a woman. It existed before the United States was a country. It existed 1,000 years ago, 2,000. We know, we go to the Bible, we see where the creation of the family unit with a man and a woman starts right in Genesis. It was God's plan from the beginning. And we have such an arrogant government now that they're playing God, and they mean business. If you don't go along with it, they'll destroy your business.
Without a doubt.
You'll be removed as a judge. Mm-hmm. They'll start to take your children away from you. This is a hardcore totalitarian government rising up right in front of our eyes. And Bill, I just read in Iowa, I'm going to be posting this on my blog after your show, where the government in Iowa, of all places, wants to control the sermons that are preached in the church if they don't go along with the transgendered agenda. They want the government, the court, wants to control what you can preach from the pulpit now.
Yeah, this is Texas all over again, right? But hey, they keep trying. I mean, this is what progressives do. They keep going. But look, this is a time if we're still commanded by God. God is sovereign. He is in control. He's our protector and the lifter of our heads. And we need to go forth in boldness. We either are going to fall on our sword, for the right thing on God's side, or we're going to fall on the sword for the wrong thing. You know, John?
We're being tried right now. Our medal is being tried, and God is there. He structured this world right now that basically he responds to us like if we stand in prayer.
5 seconds, John.
Act.
Sorry.
And we act. He's there with us.
John McTiernan on Bill Martinez Live.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Here, we just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, for more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's right there. You want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. This next story we have for you, especially for mothers out there, you're going to be greatly inspired to hear the story of Masha Gordon, mountain climber and mother of two. Let me give you a little background here. For any mountain climber, the Explorer's Grand Slam is the ultimate endurance challenge. Not only would one have to climb the seven summits, the highest mountain in each continent, but also they must trek on skis to the North and South Poles too. Less than 50 have completed the Grand Slam. Now, Masha Gordon wasn't sporty as a girl, spent most of her adult life working behind a desk as a successful businesswoman. She only discovered her love of mountaineering on maternity leave in her 30s. Okay, she's on maternity leave. Did you note that? Okay, now she's thinking about being a sporty girl. Well, the mother of two has her name in the world record books as the fastest woman in the world to complete the Explorer's Grand Slam. Masha Gordon, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Hey, what a great story. I mean, not only, I mean, here you are. I mean, you're behind a desk. You're in your 30s. We're going to have another baby, and you're thinking, hey, maybe I can do something outside and get some exercise. And this is not like, hey, honey, let's just go for a little stroll. I'm going to go and take on, you know, seven of the highest mountains in the world. How's that?
Well, Bill, that was 7 years ago. And, yeah, I went on a hike. I was never athletic. And I fell in love with adventure. And I fell in love with the feeling of summiting. Over the past 7 years, I built up skills. I built up endurance. But never would have occurred to me that I could be an endurance athlete, you know, set in the world record. So, yeah, that's a big surprise, but shows that it's never too late, eh?
Never too late, as well. And then also, but the fastest woman, I mean, not happy enough just to accomplish it. But as you said, you discovered this inner endurance and strength within yourself as a result of the training. And you go on to become the fastest woman in the world to complete the Explorers Grand Slam. I'm astounded, first of all, and probably not any more or less than any of your family members, including your husband. But this is quite the feat, and it says a lot that potentially lies in all of us here if we just put our minds to it, if that's what we choose to do, right?
Absolutely. Like, we have no idea about the limits of our mental endurance and what we can tap into. And my case shows that as long as you can get to the start line and keep yourself motivated and surround yourself by great manners and people who reinforce that positive feeling, you can achieve so much in life.
Well, Masha, you're pregnant here, okay? What was it? I'm sure it wasn't Women's Pregnant Daily magazine that all of a sudden you start reading about hiking and doing such a thing. What turned the page for you?
Sure, it was after birth of my baby, and it's my second son, and I guess I wanted to get back in shape. And I couldn't stand the notion of being in the gym. I think the point of getting in the elements, getting outdoors, and not seeing something as an exercise, but seeing something as an adventure, brought me there. And then it became so addictive. You know, all those great endorphins that your body generates by doing exercise, and feel like, wow, I could get real high from that.
So what was your husband saying at this time?
Well, my husband is very, very supportive. We are very much an outdoors family. We ski. He felt that this was something that was important for me. So clearly, when I was taking on a challenge, I had to be very disciplined, and I had to approach it from the way of sharing the burden and arranging things beforehand and paying the bills and making sure that kids are all set. But again, having someone who is supportive, who can share the joy, was all that made a big difference.
Well, I guess my real question was, how long in, you know, how far into the training did he stay with you, or did he just cheer you on from the sideline all the way?
Well, he cheered me on from the sidelines, but I took my family this winter to France. That's where I was training in the French Alps, and with my kids in school there. Uh-huh. So we were together as a family, and they were, again, in the elements, and they understood they were around climbers. They understood that this is something quite remarkable, and they were a part of that.
Wow, how much fun was that? Well, explain to our audience some of the ways you prepared to take on the Explorers Grand Slam.
Well, look, Explorers Grand Slam is all about doing walking for really, really long hours, stupidly long hours, uphill and in bad weather. So the best way of preparing yourself for that is doing backcountry skiing. And extending, you know, from 3 to 4 to 5 hours, et cetera, that exercise. It's also about dragging a huge amount of weight behind you in a sled in places like Denali, North Pole, or South Pole. And for that, some people run around on the beach with a tire tied around their waist. I didn't do that. I did weight training, and that helped me to build my core, build muscles, and build that resilience.
Well, you know, when you first started on this journey, was it always the objective, the mission for you was, okay, I'm going to complete the Explorers Grand Slam, or did it just kind of evolve as you started, you know, getting through the process of your training?
Oh, look, because I was not an athlete, I could never have dreamt 7 years ago I could do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was about focusing on intermediate goals. So let's climb Mont Blanc, which is the highest mountain in Western Europe. Or, you know, a couple of years ago, I thought, well, I'd love to climb Everest. What would that entail? And that entailed, you know, clearly being in high altitude, being in a cold environment. So I broke down those pieces, and I went to climb Aconcagua, which is a 24,000-feet peak. I went on to climb Denali. And each time I realized, gosh, I'm actually okay. I can do it. Like in Aconcagua, I was the only one who summited for my team. So getting that encouragement and inspiration for someone who is clearly an amateur athlete was very important.
Well, speaking of inspiration, as you say, you could not see yourself being in a gym, that the outdoor life was made for you. And tell us about the inspiration as you're climbing these summits. I got to imagine each one of these summits, you probably have a different story of inspiration.
That's That's right. And it is about either people who've been there first, right? So it's about thinking of those pioneers, or it's about actual people who are behind you, who are cheering for you. So as a mom, I couldn't take my kids on, right? They're 6 and 8. But having them with me, through having them write messages on my equipment with Sharpie Extreme markers that didn't fade throughout this, was important. So Denali was my second time. It was a tough climb. I did a Cassine reach, very, very technical reach. It was hard. And having my daughter's message, you know, inscribed on my Isaac, "Mommy, you can do it. Come on."
Yeah, right.
What got me up to the summit? Come on. Yeah, you're right. Come on.
Exactly. Well, Masha, wow, here it is. You've completed the Explorer's Grand Slam. What's next for you? I can't imagine you just happily sitting behind a desk for the rest of your life.
Well, look, I'm passionate about outdoors. This is something I now cannot live without. Again, hard thing to imagine a few years back. So I'm going to take my kids on a big adventure holiday. We're going to go as a family and do things that I enjoy doing with them and by myself. So we're going to Costa Rica. But as a climber, I'm looking for the ultimate prize, which is the first ascent. Nepal has recently opened up a number of peaks, and this is what I'm going to be doing sometime later this fall.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing the complete good news and more inspiration from you on that. One final question. Where can people go for more information, Masha?
Well, look, I'm very active on social media. Go to my Instagram, which is @GritAndRock, or go to Sharpie's Facebook page. You can find lots of great pictures from Denali Climb and get inspired.
Well, Masha Gordon, 42-year-old mother of two and businesswoman, started her career as a journalist for the Washington Post, later studied in the United States, gaining a B.A. in political science from the University of Wisconsin, a master's in law and diplomacy from Tufts University. Congratulations, Masha. Thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The activewear trend in fashion is booming. Fitness gear is not just for working out anymore. Just ask actress Malin Ackerman. The busy actress, mom, and fitness fanatic teamed up with LG to showcase its new Sidekick pedestal washer, the first laundry system that has a cycle specifically designed for activewear. They say it's for small loads that are a big deal.
It is a dual washer, but the bottom Sidekick is what is incredible about this thing. I have a 3-year-old son. And so I don't know if you know about toddlers, they spill everything on themselves. You change their outfits about 5 times a day. So it's great to be able to just throw in a quick load and you don't have to wait for a full load. They have 6 different cycles. And for people who are active like myself, your activewear, you have your favorite pieces that you like to throw in there. You do the activewear wash cycle and it's done.
Ackerman's also starring in an LG fitness and fashion video series showing how the LG Sidekick pedestal washer helps keep her fashionably fit and how others can look and feel their best every day, too. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnette.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
Do you remember running into me in the grocery store?
No, hey, where are you going? Come back. Hey, get this guy. Stop him. Stop this guy. Stop him. Stop that guy. Call the cops. Call the cops on this. Call the cops. Get her. Going. No, you. Follow this guy. No, you pot, you mother. Come here, you. Where are the two kids at?
Caught on camera, this alleged video voyeur on the other side of the lens.
Stop this guy.
A Florida woman chasing the suspect outside.
Call the cops on him.
Killed the entire thing.
Get her.
So that's, you know, that was what was going through my head, was just I had to get his face. I had to get something on him to put him out there and catch this guy.
Candace Spivey was shopping in the bikini section of a Target when she says this man approached her, asking about a dress for his wife. The question's growing more and more personal.
Here, but should we make sure it's not too, like, sheer or clear?
Right. Do you remember running into me in the grocery store? She claims the same man harassed her inside a supermarket, secretly filming their exchange. And it's not the first time he's been accused of inappropriate retail behavior. Court documents revealing he was arrested and convicted on voyeurism charges for, quote, taking photographs of women in the dressing room.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, don't you love our country? I mean, we have, workplace violence. We have now inappropriate retail behavior. Retail behavior. Oh, Lordy. I'll tell you, this is what it's all come down to. Andrew Feinberg is with us. He's going to try to make sense out of all this. And Andrew's the author or co-author of 5 nonfiction books, an award-winning freelance writer, written for the New York Times, New York Times Magazine, Wall Street Journal, Playboy, GQ, Barron's, and Kiplinger's Personal Finance. He's a nonstop writer. I mean, you probably go outside and you see him writing on the walls, you know. That's what happens when you're an artist and a writer. You know, who needs a piece of paper, right, Andrew?
That's right. I haven't written on walls lately.
Yeah, lately. But, you know, hey, I'm sure your mother probably goes, yeah, when little Andy was around, you know, we couldn't give him chalk because he's chalking up the neighborhood and everything. But, hey, I understand. You can't help but be who you are. But, hey, congratulations on your latest book, 4 Score and 7. Quite interesting. It is a novel. And the novel idea in many levels is what would one Abraham Lincoln say about a Donald Trump candidacy?
Well, I fell in love with Lincoln and wanted to bring him back for 2 weeks during the season just to help our country.
Just to bring some sobriety, huh? Okay.
All yeah. Right. I mean, Trump would fascinate him in many ways. One is he was always afraid of mobocracy as the founders were, and that, you know, democracy could go off the rails if a certain kind of demagogue got a majority of the vote and, you know, just played by the rules of the election, but still you had a result you didn't like. He would be particularly horrified by Trump's not relying on facts and being, you know, again, Lincoln was a scientist. I mean, he would clearly say that climate change is real and we should act on it. And he would say life's tough enough if you are dealing with the facts, but when you're not dealing with the facts, when you say that America is the highest tax country in the world and it's actually below average for industrialized nations, it's, you still don't know what to do on tax policy, but you have to at least start with the facts. He would also think, I'm sure, that the polarization in society would horrify him. Mm-hmm. You know, and he would think the internet could be such a great tool to spread knowledge and perhaps bring people together. And what it's turned out to be in part is that the left has its sites and its TV channels and the right has its sites and TV channels, and they're dealing with alternate universes, and it's right. very hard for them to talk about something.
Well, don't you think there's similarities, though? Don't you think there's similarities there? You know, because here it is. You had the president, you know, who had this vision for this country is, okay, we're going to do something about slavery. I mean, the country was as polarized as it could be. And you talk about being his own man. You know, in fact, I was reading an article here the other day about Abraham Lincoln, probably one of the smartest presidents. I mean, he was not a knucklehead. I mean, this guy had a high IQ. He had genius IQ. So to your point, very smart guy, but he found himself out there kind of away from the maddening crowd in a sense, but that's what leadership does. Leadership takes you where it needs to be. It assesses the situation. Say, okay, we need to get over here, and we're gonna get there. And in many ways, when you read about some of the cabinet meetings, when he would take a vote, he would ask people what their sentiment was, and they would, you know, be unanimous in their consideration. And Abraham Lincoln routinely would say, okay, well, thanks for your vote. And he would still go his own way because he felt like his way was a better way. So he was independent in that sense. And I think maybe, you know, as much as we might think there might be some contrast there, there might be, you know, some similarities. You know, even though I would suggest that that Lincoln had a level of maturity and I guess diplomacy about him, as opposed to Donald Trump, because, you know, I mean, you got two people from different angles. You got a businessman versus, a politician.
Well, Lincoln was, on the political level, he was like two different people in the good sense. Like on the Civil War, mm-hmm. He refused to compromise. And a lot of people in 1863, 1864 were saying, let's just have a truce. Let's leave slavery in place. There's been so much bloodshed. Let's stop this.
Right.
And Lincoln felt that then the bloodshed would have been in vain because he would have changed nothing. On the other hand, with almost every other political issue, he was very open to compromise. And he even said every law has some evil in it. And the idea is to find laws that have less evil. And the other thing he said is to do politics, you have to absolutely understand what the other guy is thinking. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I think we've lost. So he was an absolutist on the Civil War. On other issues, he was this very deft and empathetic, compromise-seeking politician. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of amazing you say, that you could be both.
Yeah, when you say, Andrew, that he wanted to know what the other guy was thinking, it wasn't necessarily because, you know, you want to know who you're at war with. My sense of Abraham Lincoln was he wanted to know what the other guy was thinking for the sake of conversation and, you know, healthy debate and advancement of a solution, because it wasn't going to be decided by one party over the other. that it had to be, you know, everybody involved, all hands on deck to deal with these problems.
Absolutely. And like a lot of brilliant politicians, he believed that if he could get you one-on-one, he could convince you that he was right. But he didn't feel it. He had to convince you that he was all, you know, he would listen. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he did, and his aides thought it was a terrible thing, he would have, you know, hundreds of people a day coming through the White House to talk to him. Some of them were seeking offices. And this was his kind of polling, understanding what people outside Washington were concerned with and what they mm-hmm. felt on certain issues. And some of his aides thought it was a real waste of time, but he felt there was great value in learning the nuances of what. And for example, one of the things, you know, a lot of people, especially abolitionists, said the Civil War should be fought to eliminate slavery. And Lincoln, the politician, knew that the white people in the North would not fight a war to end slavery. So his promoting the Union as more important than anything else was both legitimate, but also his political way of framing the issue so that now we might have the conclusion that we actually had.
Exactly. What do you think Abraham Lincoln would say today about some administrations renting out his bedroom? sidebar, I admittedly, I'm just thinking, you know.
Well, I'm not sure flattered would be the first word that would come to mind. You know, it's interesting on this notion of money in politics and the corrupting influence. Mm-hmm. Lincoln did almost nothing with it, but patronage went on, and he delegated it to other people, and he sort of didn't want to know about it. But there was a patronage system then, and he never told a lie, which is amazing for a politician. But but you know, there are some
especially in today's environment by comparative, that's a stark contrast.
And that's one reason I think he would be very popular. Today he would be so refreshing.
Yes.
And the fact that I don't think he'd be a doctrinaire Republican or Democrat, and that would be refreshing as well.
Well, though he was a Republican, we know that. But yes, you know, he might be a little bit of like a George Will, that he didn't necessarily leave the party. Maybe the party has left him. And, you know, maybe he could bring it back to its anchoring point. You know, as an economist and one who has written about the economy, you say Donald Trump, you had, you know, cited his impact on the economy if he were to become president in about 20 seconds or less. I'm sorry to do this to you. What do you say, Andrew?
Well, I think it was looking as if he was going to become president. You'd have a 30% drop in the market, and there's a great chance of a deep recession or depression if his protectionist policies went into effect.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, his tax cuts, again, if they went into effect, the deficit would go up by $10 to $12 billion over 10 years. So he's got some really bad ideas.
Well, I got to tell you, we got to have you back, because we got to have more time to talk about this, because I have a lot of respect for Donald Trump's business moxie. And he may not lock himself down. And I understand in politics, we generally lock ourselves down.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.